Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Pei, and today's Daf Yomi on Chulin 80. The Gemara is trying to identify different species and also identify whether or not these species are a behema or a chaya. If it's a chaya, then if this undomesticated animal, then we're required to cover the blood of it with earth, and also the fat is permitted, the chaylev is permitted, whereas a behema, we don't cover the blood, we're not required to cover the blood, and also the chaylev is prohibited. So says Rabbi Yehuda, this creature, which is called a koi, that is a birya bifnei atzmohi. This is its own creature. It's not something that comes from a behema and a chaya together. Because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that a chaya cannot become pregnant from a behema, or a behema from a chaya, and so therefore it's its own independent creature. The sages did not distinguish, or they haven't decided if it falls within the category of a behema, or if it falls within the category of a chaya. Whereas Rav Nachman disagrees. Rav Nachman says, koi ze el habar. It is a ram that grows in the forest, that lives in the forest. And so therefore, this is like a ram that lives in the forest. Then we're going to say that it's a low like a chaya. And so that was the position of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says it is a chaya, whereas Rav Yehuda says it's a birya bifnei atzmahi, and so therefore we're not sure which creature it is. And so the Gemara says that this dispute between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman is actually the same dispute as an earlier dispute amongst the Tanayim, because we learned in the Tanayim in a Braisa, koi ze el habar, that the first position is that the koi is like the wild ram that lives in the forest, and therefore as the law of a chayav, the yesh omrim ze abba minatayish uminatzviya, that it comes from a tayish and a tzviya. So we know that the tzviya is a deer, and so this deer is a chaya, whereas the tayish is a goat. So it's coming from a behema and a chaya, according to that braisa. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, no, what is this? Koi birya bifnei atzmahi. It's its own creature. And exactly reflecting the position of Rabbi Yehuda, that the Chum have not decided where it is. Then we have the fourth position of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, which is min behemahi, that it's in fact not a type of chaya, but a type of behema, vishal base Dushai, and it comes from this family that was called Beis Dushai. How you megadlin mehen adarim adarim? They used to raise flocks of them, and so therefore, from the fact that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel sees that they were raising them, he's proving that it is a behema, not a chaya, because you don't raise chayas. Chayas are not raised in pens, and so therefore this proves that it was, according to the position of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, a behema. So that is the dispute of the Braisa. Come along, Rav Zera, in the name of Rav Safra, and it says Rav Nun, he says, Hani Ize de Bala. What are the Ize de Bala? These are the goats of Lebanon that are growing in the forest, or are living in the forest. K'sheros l'gabe mizbeach. So even though these goats are living in the wilderness, Rabbi Zera says in the name of Rav Safra, in the name of Rav Huna, that they are going to be considered like behemos. And so therefore, since they're considered like a domesticated animal, they could be brought on the altar on the mizbeach. So savarla, this position of Rav Amnuna, the Gemara says ki hadam Rabbi Yitzchak. He's following the position of Rabbi Yitzchak. What was the position of Rabbi Yitzchak? Rabbi Yitzchak is of the position eser behemos mana kosov, that the Torah actually only lists 10 kosher animals to allow us to eat them. And this is based upon Deuteronomy 14, chapter verses 4 and 5, where it states in that verse, Zos habehema asher tochehu. These are the animals that you can eat. The shor, the ox, se kevasim v'se'izim. There's the se of the sheep and the se of the goat. The ayol, the tzvi. These are two types of animals, the gazelle and the deer, or the hart, v'yachmor v'ako v'dishon u'tova zemer. Now, we don't know what all of these are, there's dispute about how we can identify them, but the first three are clearly the behemos, and the remaining seven are the chayos. The shor, the ox, the sheep, and the goat are behemos, whereas the remaining seven are chayos. Whereas the from the fact that the that the goats that grow up in the forest, in the forest, the Azel Vanon, since they are not counted amongst these chayos, shmamina de ezninu. We see from here that if they, since they have the characteristics of a kosher animal, if they would have been chayos, they would have been listed amongst all of those. So from the fact that they're not listed, we see from here that it's clearly not a chaya, because otherwise it would have been listed, because you need to list all the chayos, and so therefore we must say that it is a type of a behema. So the Gemara says, "Maskefor of Acha Bar Yaakov ve'ema ayol utzvi prat." Maybe the when it says in the Torah ayol utzvi and it says that we're allowed to eat them, that is what's called a specific. And then when it says a klal kol behema, that is a general principle, and we have an idea klal uprat uklal nasa klal musaf ala prat. That when the final prat is coming and afterwards the klal is adding on, and so therefore if that's the case, ikatuva, maybe there is, maybe there are many more than these 10 animals, or many more than these 7 chayos, and so therefore maybe the Aze de Bavoy is really an additional type of chaya. So the Gemara rejects that. Imkein hani prata lamoi. If that's the case, why would the Torah need to list all of them? Why would the Torah need to list all of these 10 animals? So we see from here that there's a very important point, that these are the 10 animals that the Torah is telling us are kosher, and if we could identify all of them, we would know which ones specifically are kosher and which ones are not. But we see from here that the Torah is telling us that according to this approach, that there are 10 specific animals, Eser behemoth, if that is the position of Rav Hamnun, and we would just need to identify what are the 10 animals that the Torah allows us as kosher.